Not all traffic is bad, especially web traffic. To boost yours, Google Supple. That's SUPPLE. The country is back racing strong. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Welcome to Fun Friday. We're in our final hour here. Melbourne Storm we love. We're proud of the Melbourne Storm. We covered them. We're not bandwagon jumpers because we're on them from day one. And their young man came along one day and they said, here's a kid that might be worth having a chat to. And we couldn't pronounce his name. And we thought, really? And we got him on. And then from that moment on, he never looked back, to the point where he's dominated a grand final, won the Clive Churchill medal. Had he played in the State of Origin, maybe the result would have been different instead of sitting on the bench. His name's Ryan Pappenhausen and he's come in the studio for us today ahead of the Storm season getting underway. Pappy, welcome.
Good to be back. It's been a little while, so back in the studio, and it's good to see you.
Missed you last year. We didn't see your handsome face because of the whole COVID situation, but didn't stop you, boys. Well done. Congratulations. That was unbelievable last year.
Thank you. It was a very tough, unpredictable year, so to come out with the premiership at the end of it was a massive reward, and really happy that I got to experience that, but hopefully this year's a little bit different.
Did you celebrate for a little while after that? Did you manage to let your hair down a little bit after that as a team?
Yeah, a little bit. The funny thing was we had to fly back that night. So we ended up leaving Sydney at about 2 a.m. on a charter flight back to Sunny Coast. And as we landed, we went back to the team room and watched the sun come up and partied on until about Wednesday, I think it was. So a couple of big days of celebration. But we had to go into Origin camp. Well, a few of the boys had to go into Origin camp after. So I had to keep it a little bit low-key.
So what was that Origin experience like then? Because you had an injury, didn't you, during that period of time, and that held you back, yeah?
Yeah, so I had a calf tear. I was sort of playing with that throughout the finals. And then in the grand final, niggled it again, and it sort of set me out for a few weeks, and I thought I'd probably be back for Origin, but just one of those injuries that kept sort of nagging me, and I couldn't get back in time, so hopefully this year there's a chance, but yeah, missed out last year.
Our hearts were in our mouths when we were watching that grand final because we were starting to think it was all over, and then they got closer and closer, and then we started to think this game goes for another couple of minutes.
Crikey,
our Storm boys are going to get swallowed up here.
It was a pretty scary last 20 minutes. Like, we had 11 on the field, so without two players defending the best attacking team in the comp. There was a few nervous lads around the ground, I reckon. But to our credit, that's what we train for. That's why belly aches the genius he is, because you prepare for those situations, even though they rarely ever happen. And
Were you prepared for that? Had you been prepared for that?
I don't think you can ever fully prepare mentally. But in terms of training, we've done that before where we'd train with 11 and verse 13 and just scramble around the field and try to stop the ball. So you just flicked into that mode. And that last 20 minutes there was pretty much pre-season training game where we just had to defend, and when there's a premiership on the line, you do anything.
Hey, what did you enjoy more? The fact that you'd won the premiership and you're bringing it back to Melbourne, or the fact that it wasn't going to New South Wales and you knew how much that annoyed everyone in New South Wales, and most particularly all the media up there?
Yeah, well, I remember at the start of the year there was a lot of sort of people writing us off, and that was probably the great thing because I screenshot a lot of things at the start of the year. And
you do that, do you?
To look back at them, yeah. And even throughout the year, saying we don't have another gear to go to. And looking back at all those things, it's pretty amazing. And
you could have done Tom Brady and just put out the little social media post where everyone doubted you through the year. And you say no more. You just whack them out there and let those that wrote or those that said sit there and stew on it.
Yeah, I think he's earned the right to do that. I'm only in my second year, so if I did that.
It's a very good point, Tony.
You bring up the name of Tom Brady.
I do, indeed.
Yeah, and nicely put too, and it's a great little segue. Cam Smith, do you see him doing a bit of a Tom Brady and coming back and then having another crack at it? Not at the Storm, but somewhere else?
From knowing Smithy, I feel like he would, but the longer it drags out, I'm not too sure. He's everyone's sort of asking the question, but I guess if he's still fit enough and thinks he can play, then by all means, he deserves to. So,
hey, this we talk all the time, AFL, we talk about the rule changes. We're trying to free up the game and make it more attacking and leads to higher scoring, that type of thing. Rugby has done the same thing. NRL has done exactly the same thing. How have you experienced those new rule changes? Do you think that we're going to see something completely different to what we've seen in the past?
Yeah, I think Last year was a bit of a step up in terms of the pace of the game, but this year's another level to that.
Another level?
Yeah, it's going to be very quick, and we've based our preseason training off that. So I think, not to bore anyone listening, but to go in a little bit of the statistics, last year increased ball in play time from about 5 minutes increase. Yeah. They reckon from last year to this year, it's going to be another 10 minutes ball in play. So,
Are you starting to see then, as a result of that, that Bellyache and the recruiting people at Storm are starting to go for slightly lighter players than the heavier style player of the past? Is it going to lead to that, do you think?
I think there's more of a balance now. I definitely think it's probably beneficial to me and all the other smaller lads in the team. But I think you still need those bigger lads to be in the side and doing their job, because they're really dangerous as well. And if it's for a shorter period of time, then that's still effective. So, there's a bit more of a balance. But, I'm licking my lips because it's more time with those bigger lads on the field, and I get to do my thing.
I think the Pat might be the biggest NRL scorer in a single season of all time as a result of these rule changes, Gary. That's my prediction for this season.
I'd go harder than that. Just before we've got to go into some diverse areas. Are you on social media? You do Twitter and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There's an acronym that I think is LMAO, right? Now, only reason I bring this up is because I want to share it with our audience. What is your understanding of LMAO? What does that stand for?
No, it's I.
What do you think?
Laughing my ass off.
Yeah, well, LMAO, laughing my ass off. The WISP, what was your understanding of that acronym, please?
Are we going to talk about this, huh?
Right now. Tim, I'll talk about it. Tim goes, you see that, do you know what that IMAO is? I said, no, I don't. What is that? He said, it's an acronym for In My Arrogant Opinion.
Well,
is it?
It is.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah. I looked it up yesterday.
So it's not LMAO.
You know who Joe Embiid is, don't you? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he tweeted yesterday about Donovan Mitchell after the game they played against the Jazz.
Right.
And he had tweeted,
what do you say?
IMAO.
On the back of what did he say, though?
Doesn't matter what he said. So I looked it up, and it's because I didn't know what it meant. And it meant In My Arrogant Opinion.
Do you think?
It did.
So you reckon Joe
You wait and see all the support I get,
okay? Okay.
You judge it. You be the independent judge.
I think I've seen that quote.
Yes.
Now, I don't remember the IMAO, but I know what it was referencing to, because it was Donovan Mitchell getting fouled out of the game.
That's right. In overtime, yeah.
So he might have thought it was a joke.
Yeah, there's part of me that agrees with you with the IMO bit, but I'd never heard the IMAO. In my opinion, I've heard.
In my opinion, yeah.
But yeah. Sure.
Okay, In My Arrogant Opinion, that's what
that's
it was.
That's a new one. Are you starting that? Was it LMAO?
What was it?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Now, we need to talk about other stuff.
Magpies.
Yes,
we do. No, not magpies.
No, greyhounds.
All right, greyhounds. I was going to say kangaroos, but you go greyhounds.
How are your kangaroos going?
You got two greyhounds. We've got none, but we're sort of half adopted one called Wispy Watson, but... What's the saying again?
His lids pop up.
He goes up with the lids. Are you aware of that?
What does that mean? He goes up with the lids.
Well, he probably gets a bit excited. So once the lids go up, he goes with it and misses the jump. That's what I get from that. So
Is that a bad problem for a dog, Dav?
Oh, if it's got some good speed during the race, no. But if it needs to lead, then it's big dramas.
Somebody suggested that we put a sleeve inside the box and make the dog crouch, and that will stop the problem. And it's not... No.
Yes. So would that help?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could try it and see how it goes, but I haven't had that problem with my dog, so...
What are the names of your dogs?
So I've got Absolute Ruby.
Yes.
She races over in WA. And Kiss Me Kate, who races in Geelong, actually. So they're pretty handy. Oh, I mean, not handy, but race in the lower grades and top three a lot of the time. So it's a lot of fun having them, but I'm not making thousands of dollars from them.
No, it's just a bit of fun.
Melbourne Storm giving us 6 double passes, by the way, to Thursday's game between the Storm and the Bunnies. Wispy, be one of the first 6 callers through. 1-300-736-736. That'll be a good game because the Bunnies they're always competitive. How are they shaping up?
Yeah, they're always pretty competitive, and a few new recruits in the off season. So, they're going to be really dangerous. And there's no better way to sort of start against a team like that, and you sort of see where you're at. So, yeah, it's going to be a good game, and pretty sure it nearly sold out. So
six double passes.
Yeah, gold. Get on it.
Well, we're going to be talking about the double agent at some stage too this morning.
Who is?
The Cronkster.
Oh, yeah. You're both right. I don't know. I think this is one of your beautiful daughters that sent this through. You're both right. LMAO's been around, but IMAO is a newbie, probably as new as about 10 minutes ago. it's Cooper Cronk. He's got a contract with the Roosters, which was where he finished his fantastic career, having started at the Melbourne Storm. And now he's bobbed up at the Melbourne Storm. He's coaching them as well. How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. We had our season launch the other night, so I think he was down for that. But he'd been here for quite a few years, so I think he's been helping Husey out, been helping the leadership team out as well. So, I don't know. I don't really look into it. I think he's sort of helping. As
we understand it, he's got a contract with the Roosters to coach their halves?
Yeah. Yep.
And then he has a sort of ambassadorial contract with the Storm. But whilst he was down there for the launch, they sort of dragged him out onto the field, which I don't reckon the Roosters would have enjoyed too much, but we certainly did. So I think that's how...
He's a great pass player, though, of the Melbourne Storm, isn't he?
And it's not like he's telling us their secrets or what's happening. No. He gives you the information, and what you want to do with it's at your own peril. So that's how we look at it.
Somebody's got a greyhound out there too. It's been racing, or will be racing in a few months' time, and they've named it Flying Pappenhausen.
Oh, how good. How good. You're going to have to send me a message. I'll have a little look at that. But there's actually a really good dog running around at the moment called Pappy Go Fast. He's a very quality dog. So it's a bit of an honour to be named after them, actually. There's a lot of dogs running around, and not many of them are great ones. So to be named after a good one.
One of your favourites, Miss?
Oh, Gary, back in the day when I had hair, I used to love to get split ends.
You can't believe you've got little Pappy on. Charchi from Ringwood, he's excited about having little Pappy out. Hey, Pap, before we get into it, we've had a good chat about the Storm. We love them. Harry Grant, do you want to repeat that question you asked off here?
About Harry Grant? Yeah. About whether or not he's going to be able to step up and be the Cameron Smith, or how far off Cameron Smith he is in terms of being able to orchestrate the game? Is he nearly there?
Yeah, in terms of being a footy player, he's great. I think you've seen that last year with the Tigers. He was pretty much their best in that side, and he was leading the Dally M count at the start of the year. So definitely playing talent's there. It's just about sort of getting that experience now and getting those combinations working, which was what Smither was really good at, and calming the side down. So he's got big shoes to fill, but the talent and the work ethic's definitely there.
So will he play the hooker role similar to what Cam Smith played the hooker role?
I think they'll be very different, actually, in terms of I think Harry's a lot faster out of there, so he'll be getting out a lot more and bringing guys onto the footy rather than Smithy sort of deceiving the line and then passing it. So it's those little differences that we got to get used to, but with these rule changes, it probably helps Harry a little bit.
The halves will realise how good they've had it with Cam Smith.
Mm, two halves make a hole, Gary.
Ryan Pappenhausen is a little Pappy. Boys, you may like to ask Pappy about the NBA Top Shots you were talking about the other day. Indeed, we will, because you are a collector, a card collector guru, aren't you?
Yes.
NBA, mainly.
NBA card collector, mainly. But yeah, this new Top Shot thing that's coming out.
What do you think?
Very interesting.
Just recap, Tim, for you. What is a top? What is this?
Oh,
well,
Gary,
Pappy, you tell us.
You tell us, Pap.
Yeah, so it's pretty much a digital moment, and you own it.
Right.
So rather than the physical card itself, they've come out with this thing that you can own a moment, and obviously some moments are more exclusive than others. And
so $208,000 was paid for by one man for a LeBron James dunk.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
I sort of go down the same channel as your cryptocurrencies. I think it's something that's in the blockchain, something that you own, but the way the sort of world's going, that people think that that's going to happen. So the Top Shot's the way to go. Me personally, I'd rather have a card in hand.
Because if you do own a moment, you haven't got exclusivity. Like, it is just still out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it can still be played, yeah.
You've still got the moment, but I think it's just sort of associating yourself. Like, it's got your name on it. It's registered in your little Top Shot. It's quite interesting. It's just keeps surprising me how much money is spent in that industry. And to own a moment, there's quite a few of them that happen every day. So,
what's your best card? What's your best NBA card? Your most expensive NBA card? Because you are a serious collector, aren't you?
Yeah, I've probably a LeBron tops rookie, I think. That's probably my main card. And
how did you access that?
Well, when I first got into it, just sort of speaking to people, they said, obviously cards will go up and down, but this is something that will always be there because it's LeBron. He's proved himself. So I thought it may as well jump in. It wasn't cheap.
Shoots, how many shoots did you have to rip off there?
But then I look back to when I bought it and now and it's just like...
Has it tripled, doubled
yeah,
in value?
Yeah, tripled in value.
Tripled in value.
Mm. So
smart buy.
I think I'll hold on to that because he's still got plenty of time by the looks of things.
Do you collect anything else?
Andy wants to know, do you do Pokemon cards? Because he's after a shadowless first edition Charizard.
I actually do. I bought some the other day because they're the next big thing.
What?
Pokemon cards.
They're the old thing, aren't they?
Yeah, so... The thing is keeping them in good condition. So there's not many that were kept in good condition. And Pokemon cards are on the up. And you can probably buy... There's some cards that are worth six figures.
Wow. Six figures?
Of the Pokemon scene, so...
A Charizard?
Yep, Charizard, jeez. First edition. Yeah, there's lots of different variations.
Hey, all the tickets, by the way, got snapped up.
Did they?
How in good. About 3 seconds. So Charchi from Ringwood. Sorry, brother. We just missed you.
Hey, Cam Smith, just one more question on Cam Smith. Did he just disappear from the locker room? Like, did he actually say goodbye to you all at some point?
It was quite a weird one because we were up in the sunny coast and a lot of people that are from there stayed up there. So it wasn't really a goodbye. It was just sort of that was it and then off into the sunset. So, yeah, I didn't really get to say goodbye, but his locker's he's still got his name on his locker in the shed. So.
Has he cleaned it out at all, though?
No. So I might take a few of his boots.
Yeah,
might take a few of his boots. Yeah,
just 100%. Rub your boots against his boots. There might be some magic in his boots, actually.
Yeah.
So you're not expecting him back, though, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. So, yeah, it's quite a weird one, but
it is an odd one. Yeah. It is odd. This season, the same teams. Do you think will be knocking on the door again?
Yeah, I think so. I think round one definitely is a big game because the Rabbitohs are top side this
good,
year.
Yep.
Roosters, Raiders, we were talking before about the Titans and I think potentially, just obviously depends how the first round's going. I think you get a good read on that. But yeah, Panthers, I think those teams will still be up there, but then again, the Bulldogs just got a new coach and he was the attacking coach from the Panthers last year. So they were one of the best attacking teams in the comp. So whatever he brings to them, will be interesting to see as well.
Danny's got a Jordan and a Magic Johnson card from the late 80s, early 90s. Ask the Pap, are they worth anything?
Yeah, potentially. If it's his Fleer rookie card, Jordan, then you're sitting on a gold mine.
Righto. Well, you're sitting in the chair, so we might keep you and ask you these kangaroo questions because you're a North Melbourne man. You love them. They didn't have a great year last year. They've got a brand new coach coming through. They've turned over the playing list. So... we'll get Ryan Papenhuyzen's thoughts on North Melbourne and Dave, Johnny from Epping will be listening, so don't you muck it up. She's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way. Did you pick that? Did you pick that Ed Sheeran song?
I didn't pick it, no.
Is it your number one Ed Sheeran song?
No, that's not the song that I picked.
Told you.
Would
you have picked?
I haven't been in charge of the music today.
Righto. Ryan Papenhuyzen's here. Quickly, Pap, would you... just tell that story about your jumper that you wore in the grand final, your Clive Churchill medal jumper.
Yeah, funny story. So it was obviously a wet night out at ANZ and finished the game, got back to Twin Waters, got all the boys to sign it and then just shoved it in a bag and didn't think about it until after Origin, which was a couple of weeks' time. So when I pulled it out of my bag to show Mum and Dad my grand final jersey, it was all mouldy.
you've had to wash them all off, have you?
Yeah, so Mum put it in the wash and had to do a few rinses with it. And, the signatures are a bit faded now.
Hey, you love the Kangas. Let's rip through these because we'll get our other man, but you're here, so we're going to ask you. Which player do you think might be a top five surprise finisher in the BNF?
I think my mate Cam Zerha.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Yeah. I think he's going to have a big year this year and... he's a bit of a bully in that forward line, so...
He needs to. For the Kangas to get where they need to be, which is maybe somewhere around eight wins, he'd have to be in the top five. If there's going to be a distraction, what do you think it'd be? It might not be.
I think probably their depth in terms of if they get a lot of injuries or not. I think that's probably something that every club probably stresses about. But, especially this year, new turnover and new coach and everything, so... probably injuries in the depth.
You got a new player on that list that excites you most?
I think it's hard to go past Jaden Stevenson.
Yeah, think, yeah, interesting.
Exciting to sort of see him come along and excited to see what he can do. So he's got a bit of an X factor about him. So if you can put it all together, yeah, I'd be keen to see that.
Are you unsure about one that you think by the end of the year you'll be given a big tick to?
Oh, I don't know if I'm unsure about him, but Cunnington, I think if he can stay injury free, I honestly think that's a massive benefit for the Kangas this year. So, yeah, once again, it sort of ties back to the depth thing, but
everyone says that he's the most important player there. So if he can get right, that's important. Four players, you got the dinner party going on out at Richmond. It might be an interesting one. There could be pizzas, but which four are you asking over?
I think I'd go the old heads, I reckon. I'd go Zeebel, Cunnington, Goldstein, and probably one of my other mates, Lukey McDonald, I think.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So
nice.
Probably just ask the old heads about their experiences and get a bit of a opinion on how they're going to go this year.
Like it.
You handy in the kitchen yourself?
No, not myself. I don't reckon I've cooked a feed since we went into lockdown last year, I think. It just became convenient to order food in. So, yeah, I probably need to get back to the cookbooks and start to learn again.
New coach, David Noble, new coach of the Kangaroos. If you had a chance just to sidle up alongside him and just maybe give him a couple of suggestions, what might they be?
I'd probably try pick his brain, actually. I reckon I'd try ask what their goals are for this year and how he thinks they're going to go. But if I'd give him a suggestion, I'd say I'd draw out every team that the boys go for in the locker room, and I'd say just get the boys up for this week because I owed a lot of coffees last year, so hopefully I can be on the receiving end of them this year.
Is Billy Ake, is he a theme-type coach? Does he go into every season, every new season, with a new type of theme?
Yep.
And
yeah.
Are you able to tell us what this year's is?
So this year, we sort of split it up into pre-season, and the season one's just going to go off sort of how we're based. But this year was more just about not having that victim mentality. Short of pre-season, we knew it was going to be tougher. So just not being, not making excuses.
Just embrace it.
Yeah, just embrace it and get through it. Especially there might be more challenges this year, so just get through it. And last year was overcome and adapt. So sort of similar theme, but sort of just sticking to don't worry about the outside noise, just overcome it and move on.
Pap, it's great to see you. You're always our man. You have been since day one, and we're responsible for your great success. That's what we think. We're looking forward to a Gary and Tim celebration this year, which didn't quite get off the ground last year, but I think you've had a summer to work on it, and I think somewhere we're going to see it this year, and we'll talk regularly throughout the course of the season. Great to see you.
Beauty. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good luck.
Paps.
Melbourne Storm's Ryan Pappenhausen. Great to have him in.